Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. The title of Jim's column is A Question, Who Should Do Safety Inspections? And here's what Jim has to say about that. Many years ago, I wrote a column about a safety inspector I personally witnessed in a hospital. He was, as rapidly as possible, taking last year's safety sticker off certain pieces of equipment and putting the current year's sticker in its place. Since I had been in that room for a number of days, I knew he had not come around, tested the equipment, and then was just tidying up the results of his work. His safety inspection was the process of changing stickers. I asked him about this, and he said, due to the quota of inspections he was required to do each day, this activity was all he had time to do. Personally, I think at least two individuals should be involved in any safety inspection. The first and most obvious inclusion is the professional who has been factory trained to do the inspection. Personally, I think at least two individuals should be involved in any safety inspection. The first and most obvious inclusion is the professional who has been factory trained to do the inspection. This person, we presume, comes to us with full knowledge of what regimen to follow in an inspection and what specific matters are involved in an overall pass or fail for the equipment, systems, or processes involved. The second individual or individuals should be the personnel who would be affected if the equipment, systems, or processes fail. Now, you are probably thinking of large, complex process systems at this point. True, those need this kind of attention, but so do fire extinguishers. Let's say you have an outside provider come around every 3 months and check your fire extinguishers for full charge. This is an opportunity to take your safety up a notch. Each time they come in, assign a different employee to go around with them and check the fire extinguishers. In a short period of time, you will have several employees who know where all the fire extinguishers are, how they are used, and when they are in a ready condition. If you are not doing this already, I'll bet less than 2% of your employees could identify the location of one fire extinguisher in a pop quiz. This is the same percentage that knows if a fire extinguisher is in a ready condition or not. In bigger systems, perhaps you will get more people involved. One important system is your house cranes. Machine dry-end personnel should be intimately involved in this inspection. Overall, what should be the rank of the employee in your mill hierarchy involved in these inspections? I would suggest in most cases, the lower-level employees are the better choice among many. I certainly don't want a manager along whose budget may be affected by any repairs. Quite frankly, I don't trust them to use clear thinking on such matters. Lower-level employees will see this as an important task and sing like a canary if remedial action is not taken within an appropriate length of time. Of course, if you're just paying lip service to safety, you can forget this last idea. Indeed, you can forget this whole column. For safety this week, need I say more? I have seen too many safety systems not properly inspected, inspection results glossed over. Get your act together. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.